Hey there, this is Jazz and Carl from Mannequin, and you're cranking it with Dave Softy on his Metal Meltdown radio show.
Maniacs, please welcome Jazz and Carl of Man of Kin to the Metal Meltdown. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing good. Yeah, we're good, thanks, man.
Excellent. Well, introduce yourselves to the Metal Maniacs, guys. Tell them what you do and what position you are in the band.
I'm Jazz from Man of Kin, and I play center forward.
That is the vocalist. You got it. Okay.
And I'm Carl, and I'm the bassist.
There you go. Great to have you here, guys. It's a nice surprise. I was just expecting Jazz, but here we got Jazz and Carl, so we have double your pleasure today.
And double the trouble.
Excellent. Well, guys, you know, I've been checking you out and noticing you've guys been real busy. You guys have been maybe one of the hardest working bands out there today.
Oh, I'd like to think so.
Yeah.
We will be soon, I think.
Yeah, well, let's learn a little bit more about Man of Kin. When did the band start up?
All right, the band started out 3 years ago. It was, I was actually a drummer at the time. I've been playing for about 5-6 years live in various rubbish metal bands. And that's not very nice. Sorry, Carl was in a couple of them. Yeah. But yeah, we just weren't very good and I decided to take the vocals and try a new project out, and Man of Kin was kind of born through a series of coincidences, I think, from there.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was pretty weird. Just me and John, the rhythm guitarist, we met up for a jam. We'd just been mates for a while. He was playing in, a Slayer cover band at the time, and he just wanted to throw his hand at something original, and we just met up literally just for kicks. And as we were jamming, we got a call from a couple of people saying their band had just broken up and they were looking for a new one. So we literally invited them down to the rehearsal that we were having at the time. And that was basically the beginning of Man of Kin. It was pure chance.
Wow, very
intentional.
Wow, that's funny. That's interesting. How did the band get its name? It's quite an interesting name, Man of Kin. It sounds very tribal.
I wish it was that interesting, but it literally means nothing. We were originally going to put together sort of a Tool style band, sort of a bit of a prog rock thing, and the band was going to be called Mannequin.
I see, it's a play on words. Oh, very, very cool.
So as we got into rehearsal, I just sort of picked up a mic and let a vocal go, and it seemed to be this ripping sort of scream. And I was like, right, so this Tool thing isn't going to work out. Let's try and sort of metal this thing up with it. And it became Man of Kin.
That is a very interesting story. I would never have thought that. Wow. And you guys are already working on your third CD?
Yeah, we don't hang about.
Well, I noticed that on your MySpace. I'm like, what is this CD? Because I know you released an album in 2009 called Lock and Load, and then in 2010 the album came out, And So It Begins, which kind of blew my mind, because why was that And So It Begins, and why was not the first album And So It Begins?
Okay. Well, Lock and Load, it was our first album as the band and stuff, and you know, we gave it a good old go, and before I guess get a CD made, so we did. And then we had a few sort of differences in the band, and we kind of had a bit of a lineup change.
All right.
The way things were done previously, it was controlled. Not everyone had sort of a level input into the way the music was kind of coming out. Whereas in So It Begins, we brought in Aaron, who's our current lead guitarist. We brought him in, and he kind of brought this new lease of life. And the way he was working with everyone, we kind of developed really quickly this style where we'd go into a rehearsal room and we wouldn't like have anything pre-planned, be like, Aaron, hit us with a riff, and it'd be like not like that, of course, but yeah, and then we'd all sort of bounce off of each other, and we just felt that that was the true beginning, because we were all working together on this, and yeah, that's kind of why it was named And So It Begins.
It makes a lot of sense now that I'm thinking about it. Awesome, very cool. So who actually is in the lineup currently?
We've got me on vocals,
of course.
We've got John Coakley, rhythm guitarist, Aaron Waddingham on lead guitar, Carl on bass, and Rob Halliday on the drums.
Awesome. So you guys are a tighter fit. You guys are working well together. You're playing nice.
Yeah, definitely. We haven't had a problem since Aaron's joined. It's been nearly 2 years now, so I can't see any problems in the future.
Excellent. So February 11th, I noticed your third CD is about to come out. That's the third CD in 3 years. That's kind of not the way it's going these days. That's kind of outstanding.
There's no point in wasting any time.
Yeah, if you could do it.
We've got too many ideas to stick on a CD, but once a year, basically. So it's nice to keep things fresh, especially for us. When you're playing so many gigs, you know, you don't want to be playing the same material over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's just down to us being, we're ultimately musicians, you know. There's so many bands that will sort of have a game plan.
Right.
Of how they want to go about things. That we're going to release an album every 4 years. We're going to sort of lock ourselves away. We just want to play and record, and that's what we do, you know.
That's really cool. I'm glad to hear that. And February 11th, the CD is going to be called Reality Check.
Yeah.
Awesome. Looking forward to hearing that. That's only a few weeks away.
Yeah. We're a bit of a race against time to get it out at the minute, but hopefully it will be out then.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's still the plan.
So who produces these CDs? Are you self-producing it, or who actually is producing your CDs?
It's actually our drummer, Rob. He's a qualified producer. He's actually got 2 degrees.
Awesome.
In music production and some other form of music degree. But yeah, he's brilliant at what he does. I mean, he's still young. I think he's 24 now, and he's about as good as anyone I've seen out there. With the new record, it's unbelievable. The production on that is looking to make that sound like a seriously heavy record.
Oh wow. Who does your CD cover art?
Well, the last two albums, I've personally done them myself.
Carl, you've done them yourself?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, keep down costs, and it's good to have a bit of control over everything, really.
Wow, man, you guys are doing everything for yourself. It sounds like you even self-released your albums, right?
Yeah, originally. I think they're out since we signed with Black Sun.
Okay, you are signed with Black Sun then, and that's with how Miguel hooked up with you guys, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, we released the album sort of through shows and things like that. We didn't release them internationally in any way. They got leaked into, there was like 10,000 downloads or something of Lock and Load immediately, but they were all torrented, you know. So we were like, right, we're gonna need to get this out legitimately so people can start buying the tracks and we start seeing the money. But once Miguel came in, he released it on iTunes, Amazon, everything, and now it's all out legitimately.
I see. Well, I want to thank your manager, Miguel. I want to give him a special shout-out for helping set this interview up. How long has Miguel been managing the band?
It's been about 6 months now, I think. Coming up to about 6 months.
Wow.
What he's done in that time is unbelievable.
Yeah, I'd have to say so. I didn't realize that. I figured he was with you for quite some time. So in 6 months, he's really... Between what you've done... And what he's been able to do with you, you guys really have accomplished a lot, and I give you guys a lot of credit for that.
We appreciate that. You know, we got to a point, really, playing London is almost a futile exercise, you know, these days. No one's interested in going out to gigs. No one's interested in anything. It's literally dead for music, you know. We bring 50 people to a show, and we're apparently a band that can draw, you know.
That sounds like a Long Island scene here. You're looking to get 50 people to see a show here, unless you're like a big, big name. But for the local bands, you're lucky to see 20 people sometimes. It's crazy.
Yeah. If it wasn't for Miguel, we probably would have been doing that for a few more years yet, I think. So he's come in and, you know, immediately sent us on tour, so... to Brazil, and now we've got a whole sort of year solid of international touring booked, and it's amazing. It really is.
Well, that's great. That's great to hear that it's working out. That's really a good thing. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. What would you say has been the biggest influence to the sound that is Man of Kin?
Well, that was a big breath.
You know, as far as like bands and such, what bands have inspired you to want to be in a band and create the sound that you have created with Man of Kin?
We have such varied influences, but so many of them cross over as well.
Yeah.
I'd say the main two bands that cross over amongst everyone are Metallica and Pantera, for sure.
Right.
They're the main two, but you know, everyone's got their own influences. Rob will pretty much listen to anything, I think.
Yeah.
You know, John likes his sort of System of a Down, Rammstein, and you know, Aaron plays in a Pantera cover band as well, so you know, he wears his influences on his sleeve, you know. It's all very, very varied, but I'd say those two are the main two that sort of cross over.
Yeah, you have a very, very unique sound, there's a lot of different sounds I'm hearing in your music, a lot of different things going on. It's a very original sound.
Yeah, I think it kind of, you know, it's all our different influences coming through.
Right.
I mean, when I first picked up a bass guitar, the way I learned was to buy the best of Flea. You know, I mean, that was just like only music I really listened to at that sort of stage when I was younger. But then I kind of developed, and I've taken on, you know, my sort of main bands now, sort of Lamb of God, Pantera, Metallica, you know, that's kind of my roots now. But, like, everyone, like we were just saying about these influences, it's all, because we're working together so well as a unit when we're writing, it's all kind of coming through nicely, I think.
Yeah, excellent.
I think with Lock and Load, there was a bit more of a direction. As in, we sat down and we said we wanted it to be sort of heavy, thrashy, that was what we wanted to do. With And So It Begins, it literally was whatever came to mind, we just worked on it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if it hit a dead end, it hit a dead end. If it didn't, it turned into a track on the album. And it could have started from anywhere, from sort of a clean acoustic piece, you know, to a sort of brutal vocal. It could have been anything that sparked a track on that album.
Yeah, And So It Begins definitely has a different sound than Lock and Load. How about we crank up some more off of And So It Begins and then come back to the conversation right after?
Cool. Sounds
good. All right, Metal Maniacs, crank up some more Man of Kin. Metal Maniacs, and welcome back, Carl and Jazz. Great to have you here again. Hey. Thank you again for taking the time.
Our pleasure, man.
Yeah. Can we talk more about, you were talking about your bass, Carl. Could you tell us more about the band's equipment and about the endorsements that Man of Kin has?
All right, I think I might pass you over to Jazz with that one, because there's a lot of stuff going on at the moment. You know, we're kind of about to partake in this world tour, and obviously that's gaining a lot of interest from different companies. So I think Jazz has the... Am I right, Jazz? You got the most up-to-date info?
I reckon. Yeah, endorsements are coming through sort of thick and fast now. We didn't really have much until I think the world tour was booked. Orange Amps have supplied everything for the year. For us, they're going to literally send amps out and cases and everything. We're not going to have to transport any amps whatsoever. They're sending sort of top end stuff. We've kind of been holding out for sort of proper endorsements. You know, we've been offered a lot of sort of 30% off this and 30% off that.
I see. Okay.
When you've already got it, it's just pointless. You know, you're sort of advertising a brand, but you're not really getting anything out of it. The stuff we play is, you know, everyone has their own sort of ideal equipment, and we all play it anyway. You know, we use Messer amps and we use crank amps. Rob plays a Sonar kit. He uses a mixture of cymbals, but again, it's just we go for what sounds good, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Rather than a brand or a name, but yeah, we're working on the endorsements now, but we've got clothing companies, jewelry companies, things like that. There's a lot of people coming in saying...
That's very metal.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
One thing I want to tell the people out there tuning in is they got to check out your MySpace. So go to MySpace, go to MySpace.com, facebook.com/manofkinuk. This is one hell of a page. I mean, when you see what's gone on with MySpace and all the changes that they've had, I gotta say, your MySpace is so comprehensive. I mean, everything that you want to know about Man of Kin is on this page. It's an amazing page. It has your tour dates. It shows the sponsors that, or I'd say the endorsements are listed on one side. The page looks killer. Who designed this page?
That would be Raphael, wouldn't it? Raphael Gabriel from Insane Visions.
Wow, great job. Great job.
In Brazil. He's very talented. He's doing all the artwork on the new album as well.
It's looking amazing. It really is looking great. I can't wait to see that printed out on the CD
cases. We're excited about the artwork, the t-shirts as well, and similar sort of... We just sort of got the artwork through for the new album the past couple of days, and sort of everything's been developed off that. And I love it.
Yeah,
the whole concept is brilliant. I think it's the first time we have a real sort of concept on a album cover.
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait to see that, because what I see on your MySpace, I'm totally impressed. I don't see too many MySpaces for bands that are so comprehensive. Got your tour dates there and everything like that. It's totally amazing.
Yeah, it was a real quick fix. One day we just found the MySpace all destroyed, so I was like, crap, let's do something, quick! And just threw something together. And like, oh, yeah, I mean, it is simple. I mean, it's not over the top of information, but everything you kind of need to know is there.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It helped me out in getting questions together for this interview, actually.
Yeah, wicked.
Yeah, really. Yeah, can we talk a little bit about, or a lot about, depends on what you want to say, about the support that Man of Kin has been receiving there in the UK?
I call them friends because, you know, fan base in London is a questionable term at the best of times. our friends are amazingly supportive. They're so loyal, and, you know, they've spent fortunes coming to see us play dive bars week in, week out for sort of 2 years till we started to get some better shows, you know. And the support that we have, the people that we have supporting us, are the people that we want supporting us, you know, the people that will go to a show and lose their minds and then just and be supportive, you know.
Yeah,
there's so many people that just will come to a show, stand there and do nothing, you know. Why pay to get in? That's the question. You know, people are paying 8-10 quid to get into a gig and then just standing there observing the bands.
Yeah. They're not headbanging? They're just observing? They're not headbanging at you guys or what?
Oh, it's pathetic over here. I mean, you wouldn't know if you were at a metal gig and there was a band on stage, or you were at a library, to be honest, sometimes.
That's interesting. So, is Man of Kin ready to take on the world next?
Oh, we couldn't be more than ready, yeah.
Yeah.
We were ready about 3 years ago, I think.
Oh, wow. Well, I noticed that you have a lot of shows coming up on your page. It has a lot of tour dates. And I noticed you're going to be here in New York pretty soon.
Yeah, I think we've got a couple of dates over there, I think.
We've got a couple of dates, New York State, New York City, February 26th, I think it is.
I think I'm going to be able to catch you at one. I think I'll be able to catch you, actually, see you live. I'm about an hour away from the city, but me and my buds, we could take the train in there and catch you live, and then we could actually record some stuff, maybe do a little face-to-face interview there, a catch-up or something like that.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, because I think it's going to be during the winter at some point. I think coming up very soon, actually, right? When you're gonna
It's February 26th.
Right. Yeah, so I'm still gonna be doing the this DJing stuff, and I'm not going back to work till March. So I definitely am gonna be able to see that. I just gotta check the date and get the ticket. Where is it? The Gramercy Theater you're playing? I'm not really sure.
We're playing the UC Lounge. Ronnie Monroe's actually headlining that show, I think.
Oh, really? That's funny. Yeah. I just had him on the show a couple months ago. So I definitely have to get there. Wow. That is interesting. And you guys are going to be going to Germany, too. So you guys are really keeping real busy.
Yeah, I think we're everywhere. Europe, Asia, Australia, America. I mean, we're literally going everywhere we want to go.
That is
over
awesome.
The next year. It's amazing.
I have not noticed any other bands out there that are doing what you're doing, and as quickly as you're doing it. That is really too
incredible. And without a record label.
Right? Unbelievable. Are you currently, you're not with that, you're without a record label, you're saying? Because I thought you said you guys were signed. Are you signed, or are you currently looking for a label, or you are just doing everything yourselves?
We're signed to a management deal with Black Sun Management, and they do pretty much, I mean, in terms of management deal, they do all the managing of the band. They're responsible for all the tour booking, all the artwork, everything. They do everything a label would do, but without sort of demanding our music.
I see. All right. So this is working out really good for you guys.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we're really, really good. We're ridiculously lucky, you know. We're really aware of that. Insane that, you know, we're doing something that not a lot of bands are doing. There's definitely a lot of luck involved in that we came across Miguel and he liked our music.
This is very, very cool. Let's spread the word on some of your upcoming shows. If you could spread the word on that now. Give us some tour dates and where you're going to be.
Okay, we start off in America.
Okay.
I think we're there from... I think the first show is the 16th of February.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I think it's sort of mid-March that we finish there. Then we're off to Europe for, I think, about 5 weeks. We're playing a lot of countries over there again. Then we're off to South America. I think by the end of the year, we're back in the States again at some point, for sure. We've got Japan, Australia... there's a lot of countries in Asia as well.
Don't forget Canada as well. We're playing Canada before we come to the States Canada next time. Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
Wow, you really are taking everywhere. Over the world. It's amazing.
We're
that's
trying.
The plan.
Yeah.
We don't do things by halves, you know.
Yeah, excellent. So tell us more about Reality Check. What can the fans expect to hear from this release? Is it going to be picking up where And So It Begins, or is it going to be totally different?
It's different.
Yeah?
It's not totally different, but it is different.
That's good
it's
to know.
Better.
That's good to know. You guys are keeping it fresh.
It's definitely a lot harder, a lot more aggressive, a lot heavier, by a long way then, And So It Begins, definitely. I think it's a lot heavier than Lock and Load as well. I think... Charging by And So It Begins, a reaction to it, I think people were expecting the opposite on this album, and we didn't plan sort of to, you know, go softer or go heavier or anything like that. We just got in there, started writing, and everything just seemed to get more aggressive. I don't know what that says about us at this point, but
we had issues.
I want to spread the word also to the fans of where they can actually find and purchase Man of Kin merchandise. Would that be available through your MySpace, or do you have any other sites to give us that we could spread the word on?
We got loads of places. We got obviously the Facebook fan page. That's not one for merchandise. We're setting up the Reverb Nation. I don't know if you've heard of that. It's amazing. The tools on that website.
So we're
going to try and set up a store there. I mean, for our tracks and everything, we've got them on iTunes, Amazon. We're on Spotify, Groove Shark. You know, we're all over the shop. You have to search for us, and you'll find us. With regards to t-shirts and things, we're kind of getting it all together, getting it all printed, obviously, in time with the album. So when the main website's released, I'm sure we're going to be doing sort of store links through, you know, manofkin.co.uk.
We got the designs through for our American tour shirts yesterday. They look pretty cool. Pretty excited about getting them.
Yeah. Awesome. Guys, is there anything that you would like to tell your fans that are tuning in at this time? Anything that you would like to express to them?
I think with our fans in London, definitely that, you know, we appreciate everything they've done till now. Obviously, we're not going to see them a lot over the next year or so. But, you know, just that we'll be back and we'll definitely show how grateful we are when we get back and play a pretty sweet show for them. Sometime next year.
Awesome. How about you, Carl? Anything you'd like to say to your fans?
Yeah, well, the ones in London, I mean, I'm going to miss a lot of people, man, because the amazing support that we've had from our street team and our diehard fans, it's been fantastic, but you know, I'm going to miss those guys, unfortunately. It's a shame they can't come on tour with us. Yeah. Hopefully, when we've made it big, we can get another tour bus and stick them in that one, too, come along with us.
Well, at the rate you're going, that could be very possible. I mean, you guys have accomplished a lot in a very little time.
Yeah, I think we're just getting started as well. That's definitely the way it feels right now. I mean, we've worked hard and done a lot. in terms of an unsigned band up until now, but we're hoping within a couple of years, you know, we can start saying we've done a lot for any band.
Yeah. It sounds like the Black Sun Management really is working out for you. And you and Black Sun Management working together, you guys have accomplished a lot, and you're doing things the right way. I mean, from what I'm seeing, you're really doing everything the right way. You're getting a lot accomplished, and you are going to be like role models for a lot of up-and-coming bands out there.
Yeah. It'd be nice to think so, but I mean, we're just doing what we do, man. So, you know, it's all kind of working out nicely. Luck has a lot to do with it, but a lot of hard work as well, yeah.
I think a big part of it is just having perspective on where you are. Right. As a band, and you know, you'll have bands in London that play sort of a show and then start thinking they're the biggest band in the world, and you know, we're going around the world this year, but you know, we know we are going to be grafting the whole year, and you know, we busted our asses to save up the money and everything, so you know, we know there is no quick fix in what we do.
Well, I talk to a lot of bands, and I know a lot of bands in your area, in Germany, in Sweden, in the UK, and they would love to come to the USA for a tour, but you guys are actually doing it.
Yeah.
And that is totally
that's
amazing.
The thing. I mean, but it takes sacrifice to do it, you know. There's people sitting at home waiting for record label to come along and go, we're going to send you to the States, you know, but it's not going to happen. Right. It just doesn't happen in this day and age.
Right.
And, you know, if you're going to do it, you've got to do it yourself. You've got to save up the money and, you know, do all the PR and get someone like Miguel behind you, you know.
Right. Well, like I said, I'm going to get to see you live February 26th. I'll go to that show, bring some friends, and I think we're going to, if we have a chance, I'd like to maybe do a follow-up with you live, face-to-face, and spread some more word on Man of Kin. I've really enjoyed getting to know you guys. You guys are really a lot of fun.
Cheers, dude.
Cheers, man.
Yeah. So I definitely, if we don't get to hook up this February, then I'd like to leave the door open for the following season. Well, I only do this DJ thing for 4 months out of the year because I don't know if I told you what I do for my livelihood. I work a Mr. Softy ice cream truck. And that takes.
Oh, explains the name.
Yeah, that's explains my name. There you go. And so I do that 8 months solid, and I don't do any DJing. So I only do DJing from November to March. So if we don't get hooked up in February, which is just around the corner, actually, then we'll have you back on the show with the next album, and we could talk about the next album. How about that?
That'd be fantastic, mate. Definitely, we'd definitely love to catch up after this, you know. We're doing a lot of interviews right now, so
yeah,
saying what we're going to do, we'd love to do an interview saying what we've done.
I would expect I would expect that, because like I said, you guys are doing everything right. I mean, I couldn't give you any advice that you don't already know what you're doing. I mean, you, on the other hand, can give a lot of advice to a lot of up-and-coming bands. You know, you have done everything the way, it's just remarkable what you've been able to accomplish. I think I've said that how many times already. It's just it boggles my mind.
It's fine.
It's very rare today to see this kind of thing happening, even for major bands. You know, huge bands, they don't release albums every year anymore. Like you said, every 4 years they put out an album.
Yeah, but they've got a lot more time to record, you know. I mean, we work really hard when we're in the studio. It would be nice, you know, to get to that sort of stage where we can just sit back and relax for like a month and just, like, you know,
I still don't think we could do it. You know, when we're in the studio, you know, it becomes a bit crazy. Adrenaline starts going and things just start happening. I don't think even if we were given 2 months to record an album, we spend 2 months recording.
That's true. We are really structured and disciplined, aren't we? So, you know.
I also think we spent about a week recording and 7 weeks drinking if they gave us
that's a point.
Very funny. Well, you know, I want to thank you guys, Jazz and Carl, for being here on the Mental Meltdown. I think we spread the word and got a lot covered here, but before we go and crank up some more Man of Kin, I just want to make sure we got everything we need to get out there covered. So please feel free at this time to mention anything that you want to get out there that we haven't yet.
Yeah, to all the American listeners, you know, come and check us out. We're an unsigned band from London. We're trying to do something quite bold, and we need all the support we can get. So if you're out for a good night and you want to have a sore neck, and also want to thank Dave for his support, because people like you are the reason that we can do what we do.
Well, We've just begun, bro. We've just begun. And I will definitely be there on your February 26th show. I'll get to meet you in person, and we could pick up from there and do a little bit of a follow-up and keep people up to speed. I'll get some pictures of you, and so it'll be awesome, bro. I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to meeting you guys.
Definitely, man. With us too. Likewise.
Yeah,
likewise. Yeah.
Awesome. Sure. I want to wish you guys a really successful 2011. I know it's going to be killer. I mean, just keep the ball rolling. Keep doing what you're doing. And I say we crank up some more Man of Kin now. How about that?
Fantastic, mate.
All right, guys. Have a great, great tour. And I'll catch up with you on February 26th. Crank up some more Man of Kin, metalheads and metal maniacs and anything to do with metal. Crank it up now!